Welcome back. Today we're doing a super important beginner DNB lesson in Ableton Live, Reese chords versus Reese bass roles, because in drum and bass, people say Reese and they can mean two totally different jobs in the track, and if you don't separate those jobs, you'll end up with the classic beginner problem, huge sound, messy low end, and the drums don't hit the way they should. So here's the big idea for this whole lesson. Think job description, not patch name. If the sound is carrying root notes, groove, and weight, it's the bass roll. Tight, controlled, mono aware. If the sound is carrying mood, harmony, and width, it's the chords roll. High passed, wide, and tucked behind the drums. Let's build both in a clean Ableton workflow, and then arrange them so they don't fight. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo to somewhere around 172 to 175 BPM. Classic DNB zone. Now create three MIDI tracks. One called SUB, one called Reese Bass Mid, and one called Reese Chords. This three-track separation is honestly one of the fastest ways to sound more pro, because it gives you control. You can keep the sub clean, let the mid do the talking, and let the chords do the atmosphere and harmony. Alright, let's start with a Reese bass roll. The groove and weight. Go to your Reese bass MID track and drop in wave eatable. For oscillator 1, choose a saw wave. Basic shape saw is perfect. For oscillator 2, also choose a saw, or something sawish if you want a little character. Now for unison. Keep it conservative for the bass roll. Set unison to classic, around 2 to 4 voices. Detune low, maybe 10 to 20%. This is one of the biggest mindset shifts. The Reese magic is usually small detune plus slow movement, not maximum detune all the time. Keep OSC 2 at the same pitch, so 0 semitone transpose. That helps you get that phasing, drifting movement. Now turn on filter 1. Use a low pass 24 dB slope. Set the cutoff somewhere like 200 to 600 Hz as a starting point. We're building a mid-bass layer, not a full spectrum monster yet. Now let's add the classic Reese motion. In wave eatable, add an LFO and keep it slow, like 0.10 to 0.35 Hz. You can target OSC 2 fine pitch for that slow drift, or target the filter cutoff for gentle movement. Keep the amount subtle. If it makes you feel seasick, you went too far. In rolling DNB, you want controlled menace, not a cartoon wobble. Now let's do a simple, stock Ableton device chain so it sits like a DNB bass. After wave eatable, at EQ 8, high pass it around 90 to 130 Hz. This is key because your sub track is going to own the true low end. If it sounds boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If you need more bite on small speakers, try a gentle boost around 1 to 2kHz. Next, add saturator. Analog clip mode is a great start. Drive it 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. This is how you get the bass to show up on smaller speakers without just turning it up and clipping your master. Next, add auto filter if you want extra movement. You can low pass again and map an LFO to cutoff, but keep it subtle. Try a tempo sync to rate like 1/8 or 1/4, small amount. The bass should feel alive, but still stable enough to lock with the drums. Then add glue compressor to steady it. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just glue, not squash. Now the bass MIDI. Let's write a simple one bar rolling idea in a minor. Use as the root note, and put short notes that bounce around the offbeats. A really usable example is a one hits at 1.1.3, 1.2.2, 1.3.3, and 1.4.2. Keep the notes short, like eighths or sixteenths. Short notes leave space for kick and snare, and that's where DNB punch lives. Quick teacher tip here, velocity is a hidden groove tool. Don't leave every note at the same velocity. Try accenting one note per phrase, like the first note of every two bars, or the little answer right before the snare. You'll get movement without even touching modulation. Cool. Now we add the sub. This is the calm foundation. Go to the SUB track and add operator. Oscillator is set to sine. No FM. No extra harmonics. Keep it pure. Add EQ8 and low pass around 80 to 120 Hz. Gentle. Then add utility and set width to 0%. We want the sub mono. Always. For MIDI, a great beginner move is to copy your mid Reese bass line, then simplify it. Hold longer notes, or keep only the important hits like downbeats. In a lot of DNB, the sub is steady and confident while the mid Reese does the talking. That contrast is what makes the drop feel big without feeling messy. Now let's build Reese chords. This is the harmonic, wide, mid-range layer, not the low-end driver. On the Reese chords track, add wave eatable again. Use saw-based waves again, but now we'd allow more width because it's not the sub foundation. Set unison to 4 to 8 voices, detune moderate so it feels wide. For filtering, you can go low pass for dark, or band pass for a more focused radio mid vibe. A good starting point is low pass 24 with cutoff somewhere between 300 Hz and 2000 Hz, depending on how bright you want it. Now, easiest way to make chords as a beginner, use the chord MIDI effect. Drop chord before wavetable. Set it to add +3 semitones and +7 semitones. Now any single note becomes a minor triad. Instant EDNB harmony button. Or, if you want to draw them manually, do a simple 2-chord loop. Em8C E, then G does G, B, D. Make them short stabs. 8th note or quarter note stabs feel great in rolling tunes. Now the most important step of the whole chord section. High pass the chord layer. Put EQ8 after the synth, and high pass around 150 to 250 Hz with a steep slope. This is the biggest practical difference between re-space and re-s chords. The chord layer should not compete with the sub. If it has energy down there, your mix will smear instantly. Now add width and motion. Add chorus ensemble. Chorus mode, low to mid amount. Add auto pan with a rate like 1/4 or 1/2, amount 10 to 30%, and set phase to 180 degrees for that wide movement. Optionally, add hybrid reverb with a short dark tail, like 0.8 to 2 seconds, and make sure you low cut the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz. Remember, re-s chords should float around the drums, not wrestle the kick. Here's a really fast decision test you can do in 10 seconds. Solo your drums and your re-s layer. If the groove feels better when you mute that layer, it's probably stepping on your drum timing. That happens a lot with chords that are too sustained. If the groove collapses when you mute it, it's doing the bass job. Now let's talk arrangement, because roles really show up in arrangement. Try this simple 32-bar plan. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Re-s chords only, filtered, with light drums like hats and tops. No sub. Bars 9 to 16. Build. Bring in the mid-re-s bass quietly, tease the sub just on key hits. Bars 17 to 32. Drop. Full drums, full sub, mid-re-s bass as the main groove. And the chords? Use them as call and response. Like a stat every 2 bars, not constant. This call and response idea is huge because it keeps energy without overcrowding the mix. One layer, one purpose. Now automation moves that instantly feel like DNB. Automate the mid-re-s filter cut off slightly over 8 bars, like a slow rise. And automate chord reverb send up at phrase ends, like bar 8, 16, 24, 32. That gives you that end of sentence vibe. Next, sidechain, because DNB needs the groove to breathe. On your SUB and your re-s bass MID tracks, add compressor. Turn on sidechain and choose your kick track as the input. If you don't have a kick track isolated, make a ghost kick. A muted kick that only feeds the sidechain works great. Start with ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds, then tweak it until it bounces in time with the beat. Set threshold for about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. On the re-s chords, sidechain lighter. And if your snare is super loud, you can even sidechain the chords a bit to snare too, so the backbeat stays massive. Let's cover common mistakes so you can dodge them early. Mistake 1. Putting re-s chords in the sub range. High pass them. Mistake 2. Too much unison and detune on the bass roll. It can destroy mono compatibility and punch. Mistake 3. No separation between sub and mid. If both layers are buzzy, you'll fight distortion and clipping non-stop. Mistake 4. Overmodulating filter cutoff. Rolling DNB likes controlled movement. Mistake 5. Not checking mono. Do the stereo safety check that actually matters. Put utility on the master temporarily and hit mono. If the mid-re-s disappears, reduce unison, reduce detune or narrow width. If the chords disappear, that can be okay, as long as the track still feels complete and the drop still hits. Chords are often luxury on the sides, not the core. Now a quick mini practice exercise you can do in about 20 minutes. Make an 8-bar drum loop with kick and snare on 2 and 4, and rolling hats. Build your sub with operator sign. Build your mid-re-s with wavetable plus saturation. Build your re-s chords with chord MIDI effect and a high pass. Then arrange it like this. Bars 1 to 4, chords only, filtered. Bars 5 to 8, full drop with sub, mid-re-s, drums, and put the chords only on bar 8 as a single stab. Export a quick bounce. Listen on laptop speakers, can you still follow the bass rhythm? That's your mid layer doing its job. Listen on headphones. Is the sub clean and steady, not flabby? That's your sub layer doing its job. Let's recap the core lesson in one clean sentence. Re-space role is rhythmic and heavy, monosafe, often split into sub plus mid. Re's chord's role is harmonic and wide, high-passed, used for mood and call and response. If you want, tell me what vibe you're going for, smooth liquid or heavy tech rollers, and what root note you want to center around, like A or G or F. And I can give you two ready-to-draw MIDI blueprints, one for a bass roll pattern and one for chord stabs, that will instantly fit the style.